You are listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Mark Conley. I am here with my business partner, Jason Shreve, and we hope that you are having a wonderful afternoon. We are here to help brighten your day as much as we possibly can at Wealth Design Group. Part of what we try to do is we help successful business people and business owners to get to a point that they have some confidence and they have the ability to have some peace of mind with everything that they're doing from a financial perspective. We want you, I guess, at the end of the day, have a little bit more certainty in a very uncertain world. And that's really what our role is. We help people understand, you know, there's no way to guarantee peace of mind, but if you have a good plan, you're probably more likely to achieve it, to achieve having the true freedom, to having true security. And, you know, we always talk about the three core areas that you've got to be sure that you are 100% ironclad in is A, making sure that you've got protection, that you have eradicated exposures that you have to financial threats. B, that you have organized your financial picture in a way that helps you to take your businesses and your investments and your tax savings, retirement plans, and how they're actually all coordinated together to at some point give you the maximum cash flow. Too many people just focus on some number they're trying to get to, but the number doesn't matter. You know, if you've got what really matters at the end of the day is the amount of money that shows up in your mailbox. And so that's part of the discussions that we like to have. And then we do investment planning, showing people that even though the media leads you to believe that you have to have a prediction of where the markets are going or you have to know which stock to buy, that to be a successful investor, nothing is further from the truth. There are actually mathematical, tried and true ways to do it. And that's part of what we do. We'll talk a little bit in the as we go through the segment about an opportunity that you will have to come to one of our live coaching sessions where we will teach you exactly how to do that. A little bit different than, you know, we don't pretend we have something secret. We are out there, we are open, and we're an open book, and we're going to tell you exactly how to go about doing that. And we feel like that is what's made such a difference for successful business people, for our business owners, and that's what we do. But we also like to get to the not so much of the planning aspect of things, and we want to bring on the people who are out there being successful. We want to bring people who can give you advice that will help you understand their story, how they became successful, because that, frankly, in my opinion, is a little more interesting than talking about mathematics and investing. So today we have Carter Dugan here. She is with Norton Rose and Fulbright. She has won the award for 40 Under 40. Tell us just a little bit about what you do at Fulbright.
Sure. I am a commercial litigator, and so we go to trial, and my specialty is dealing with contracts that have fallen apart for whatever reason or construction projects that have run into trouble.
That's what you do. Well, we appreciate you being on here and talking about everything that you do, the fact that you've got this, you know, wonderful, large family, and that you still could take your family and still become a partner at such a major law firm. And I think people like to hear, hey, this can be done. And especially being a woman, that can you can still have family and you can still do business. Now, one of the questions we have to ask, because I like talking about all the success, and that's pretty awesome, but we also can learn, you know, tell me a little bit about what are some of the mistakes or one of the mistakes that you've made along the way.
Sure. So, I continue to make this mistake to this day. Lots of times I feel like you feel maybe like you don't belong or you're not good enough or you don't raise your hand. And so a recent example of this was my name is Carter. I work with a more senior male partner named Carter. And I've recently received two phone calls where they've said, you know, oh, Carter, you've been asked to do X for the firm. And I've said, oh, no, I think you mean the other Carter. And, yeah. And you know, they'll say, no, it's you. And so I think particularly women probably don't always volunteer or accept or go out there and get things or think that someone else would be better for the project. And I think you absolutely just have to take charge and go do it. But don't sit back. It's for you. Go take it.
Yeah, I think that's something that is great advice for everybody. I mean, if you're not speaking your mind and getting out there, and you know, it's just like in the first segment, you were talking about, you know, when you did decide you were going to have kids, And instead of just saying, well, I'm leaving and I'll, you know, come back at some point and we'll see what happens, you actually created a track that you could work on that was part of the reason you made partnership. And I think that's powerful, but that doesn't happen if you don't speak up and say something.
Absolutely. You are your own best advocate, and you have to be an advocate. And once you start, it becomes more comfortable. Some people, probably my husband, might say I'm too much of my own advocate.
Sometimes you gotta be, right?
But you gotta be. So I'll deal with that. I can handle that criticism.
Well, and I think people would be surprised too if you just speak up and speak your mind a little bit. I think generally speaking, business leaders, business owners, they want you to stick around. They're gonna figure out something that works for you and them as well, so that you can grow together.
Absolutely. Starting the dialogue is the most important thing. And the biggest mistake companies, law firms, and the people who work for companies and law firms can make is not starting the conversation. Start the conversation. It benefits everybody. It really does. And I really think that most of the time you can reach an agreement that makes sense for both parties.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to feel uncomfortable or feel the fear and do it anyway. And great things can happen, which you've proven that. Let me ask you this. How did you get into this type of business? How'd you end up doing this, practicing law and doing this litigation?
Absolutely. So this will date me or age me a little bit, but I grew up watching the show Matlock. And if any of you watched Matlock, Matlock was a litigator, and he was sort of a litigator in a small town, and he practiced law with his daughter. And my dad, Ron Walker, is a small town. Victoria's not that small, so he'd be upset that I said that. But a litigator that took everything that walked through the door, and we'd watch Matlock together. And it was my dream to practice law and to practice law with him. You know, ultimately, I didn't go down to Victoria. I ended up in Houston. But just watching him be a lawyer and watching Matlock with him, it just inspired me, and I thought, what could be more fun than trying lawsuits? And truly, it has been a fabulous, fun career. So thank you to Matlock for getting me in the business.
So, yeah, what's one of the Matlock type things you've done?
Matlock, I will tell you, I did not realize when I was watching Matlock that, you know, the lawsuits that we handle go on for years, and you know, there's not really a smoking gun all the time, but you know, so one thing I will say is I'm not an athlete. I love running, but I'm not an athlete. But I've had some arguments with judges where you are just hitting the law and the judge is with you and your client's behind you. And I've thought to myself, this is what it must feel like for athletes to, like, score a touchdown. Like, it's the closest I'll ever be. And so that is something that's really fun about the career, is when you can really win something. Because in lawsuits, they're winners and losers, and I've been on both sides of that. But the highs can't be higher, and the lows can be pretty low, though.
Well, I'm sure people listening to the show right now are definitely not going to hire you, because if you don't win them in 1 hour, I mean, what are you talking about, years? Matlock did it in an hour. You
That's
know?
Right.
I mean,
that's right.
He was very efficient with his time.
We all have a lot to learn from Matlock. We do.
Oh, that's awesome. So mentioning success, what advice do you have for other young professionals, people that are starting families or have them now, and what advice do you have for them?
So my first piece of advice is be intentional. Figure out what your plan is, and then do things that advance your plan. Don't get distracted by, there's so many things we can fill our time with, but just do things that advance your career, and do the things that you know advance your career. Don't listen to detractors. Don't listen to others. Go with your gut. So I think that's one thing. I'd also say to stick with these things long term. You know, being a lawyer, being in business, it is like an ultra marathon. And so pace yourself, take time out for yourself, take time out for your family, find something that you love to do. I'm not an athlete. I'm a very ugly jogger, but I like to jog because it's the one thing I can do where it's just my time, and it's a great thing to do. So do some things that are relaxing, I'd say, too. And then, you know, don't be afraid to say no and just ruthlessly prioritize your life. Do the things that you know you need to do and say no to the things that you can.
So tell me at this day, so you're a partner now, you're back full time. What does a typical work week look like for you?
So I reject your question.
I love it already. she ruthlessly rejects.
That's right. You know, I don't know that there is a typical work week. Sometimes my work week is from 8 to 6. I'm at my desk. I'm typing a motion, and I'm just sitting at my desk all day. We can be in and out of the courtroom. We try and get to know our clients and what really matters to them. And so I kind of walk into the office every day with a plan, and different things pop up, and there's just no typical day. There's no typical work week. There's no typical case either. You get a case and you think, oh, I know how to do this. You know, this is the way we're going to do it from A to Z. But people just do funny things, and life is just funny, and facts are funny. And so it's fun because you just never know what's going to happen. And I laugh a lot. I think being a parent helps you a lot in terms of being a professional, because you just kind of learn how to catch fly balls as a parent. And it's helped me to be a professional to learn how to catch fly balls, because you never quite know what's going to come at you.
And tell us a little bit about, so you went down a different partnership route than what most people did. And you know, balancing family and work life, and I'm sure technology helped somewhat in being able to do that. So tell us a little bit about that and how it's changed your practice from when you started.
Absolutely. So for better or worse, you know, I can work from, as probably everyone who's listening to this, you can work from anywhere in the world. You know, I can set up my computer, I have my phone, my BlackBerry, and, you know, you can do anything. So that's enabled me. I drive carpool for karate. And so, you know, I will work from home in the afternoons after I drop all the boys and girls off. And it's been really great because you don't have to physically be in the office all the time. I still think there's a value to being in the office and working with your colleagues and seeing your colleagues. But having the flexibility to, you know, work from home when you need to, when you have a sick child, or work from a doctor's appointment or whatever is a huge benefit. It's also annoying when you're on vacation because people can find you,
right.
Which is not great. And it's turned life into, it can be a 24/7 thing. And I think you have to be smart with how you deal with that part of it. But technology overall, I think is a good thing.
If you don't let it take you over. And you mentioned earlier, I mean, you're intentional about, you know, when you're going to turn your phones off so that you can be present. That's pretty cool stuff.
Absolutely. Meals when you're with the kids. Now we'll kind of have a 10-minute before everyone goes to bed, just check to make sure that there's nothing urgent that's come in. Mm-hmm. But when we're together, the phones go away. And I'll tell you, I know it's going to be important for our kids. The big ones are 5, but frankly, I mean, they know how to operate my iPhone pretty much as well as I do. So I know that struggle is coming for them too. And I want to have their full attention in a couple years when they don't want to give it to me necessarily.
I told you, I've got a 22, a 7, and a 2-year-old. And the key thing is they always want to have the TV on, the iPads going, like everything all at once, which it's like you got to watch yourself because it's like, when am I doing that? And they're watching me do that. And you've got to be careful about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I've checked my iPhone once at a stop sign, and my 5-year-old's, you know, I don't think that's a very good idea, Mom. And I was like, I agree. You know, all right. Fair enough.
They catch things.
They absolutely keep you honest. So that's good.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. And that brings us to the Bop Bang Boom Hard Truth Minute that only an awesome entrepreneur, successful business partner at Norton Rose and Fulbright would tell you. Listen, the idea of work-life balance is not true. Be where you are and be present. Put away your phone and be intentional. Don't say yes to everything so you can be strategic in business and still have time for family. Raise your hand, stand up, and start a dialogue with your company, and you can rise quickly. Remember, though, this is a marathon, as it's not overnight. Ruthlessly prioritize what you're going to do, and success is around the corner. So, Carter, I just really want to have a big thanks to you and let you know that we're glad. I think a lot of you've inspired a lot of people in business, and it's great to see that you know, women have, they can do so much more. And you've done that being a partner there. So thank you very much for being on today. Appreciate it.
I think you gave some good advice to the women, but also business owners out there as well, to be creative in how you develop strategies moving forward.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation.
Could you real quick just let everybody know out there if they're interested in any commercial litigation, how they could get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can look me up on the website. I'm Carter Dugan at Norton Rose Fulbright, and love to visit with you all.
Perfect. Awesome. So we just make sure everybody knows we've got June 22nd coming up. We're going to be talking about how you can really get your mind over what the media wants you to believe when it comes to investing money and wealth accumulation. A lot of the things that you think are normal and you should do are actually the things that are hurting you. And we're going to be very specific about what those things are. And we're also going to be very specific about what these solutions are. And many of you don't even know that you're being hurt. So you might want to know about that. So we're going to do that on June 22nd at 6:30 in the evening. If you are interested in coming, we need you to call 281-220-2713. Or you can go to the wealthdesigngroup.net website. You've been listening to Lone Star Money Resource.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk, including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and you cannot invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advice, and you must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities, products, and advisory services offered by Park Avenue Securities and member FINRA SIPC.